and you know, get an update on what he thinks going on. All righty, let's see here, Chuck. Let's go to Oregon, where I got my naturopathic doctor training and I had a practice there for 12 years. Okay, so let's go to Oregon and go to Karen. Karen, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Thank you. I'm calling on behalf of my husband. He's 72, weighs 190 pounds. He's 6'1". We're on no bad foods for quite some time. 3 years ago, he was diagnosed with cold agglutinin and hemolytic anemia. And it's been 3 years. Nobody can find out the root cause. So he's been on prednisone for 3 years, and we know how bad that is. And we're on the way you say to eat. We've been doing that for years. So
can I stop there a minute? Are you eating gluten?
No.
Okay. So there's no gluten in the household for you or him?
Correct.
Okay. Because sometimes when there's a problem, one person's eating gluten and the other one isn't. So I just want to make sure that you weren't eating gluten either. Okay. That's for his benefit as well as your own. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the anemia, it could be due to the bone marrow cells not having all the right stuff that it needs. And so at 190 pounds, I want him to have a scoop of our collagen peptides in his drink in the morning and a scoop of the collagen peptides in the drink in the evening. It's a crystal, comes in a canister, and that'll be enough for 2 scoops a day, okay, for a month. And then that's going to help him build more red blood cells and more white blood cells and more antibodies and more platelets and all that kind of stuff. More, okay. He also, I would have him take the, let's see here. Let's just go with that. That's, you know, the 2 healthy brain and heart packs, okay, the collagen peptides, vitamin D3. He needs vitamin D3. Go ahead and take 3 twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month of our vitamin D3. That's going to help him absorb all this stuff, okay, and get the bone marrow doing what its job is to make white blood cells, red blood cells, hemoglobin, and so forth. What kind of work does your husband do?
He's retired, but he was a truck driver, 18-wheeler, for 15 years.
Okay. All right, so when he was on the road, he was eating a lot of gluten, I guarantee you.
Probably was, but I did fix all of his food. He didn't eat in restaurants, but he probably got gluten anyway, because we didn't know about the gluten at that time.
Yeah. Okay, but the anemia should respond very quickly, because when you give the bone marrow what it needs to do its job, the bone marrow responds very quickly. And even though it's been down for a long time, the bone marrow can come back. So please do call us, say every couple of weeks and let us know. And but don't forget that oxybody so he can have some oxygen. And don't forget a rebounder sports drink. It comes in cans, canisters, and also in 30 servings, individual servings in powder in a box. And so he can have 2 or 3 of our rebound servings a day. I wouldn't take it after 4 o'clock because he might stay up all night, unless he wants to stay up all night like some truck drivers. okay.
Right.
All righty. So, okay. So if you'll do that, we'll look forward to a great, great testimony, okay?
Amen. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Okay. God bless. Yeah. Like I say, I lived in Oregon, out in Cannon Beach. For 12 years.
Oh, wow. I wish you were here clinic. Now.
Yeah, I had a little clinic there just so I could look out my window and see Haystack Rock and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. You need to come back.
Yeah. Okay.
I listen to you on Coast to Coast, so thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, George.
Thank you, doctor.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Okay. All right. And, of course, it brings back a lot of old memories up there in Oregon because I used to see so many patients. They would come to me because they thought it was a kick to go see. When people say, well, where are you going? Well, I'm going to see my veterinarian. Well, you don't have a dog. No, my veterinarian treats me. And they drive people crazy. But I had my degree and my license in naturopathic medicine from 1982. And it was one of those things where there was a lot of adventures going on at that time. One of these days we'll just spend a whole hour talking about all the adventures that drove me into that direction. I learned a lot when I was in Africa for 2 years and I lived in the bush. I didn't live in the city. I lived in the bush and ate, you know, what all the Zulu and Matabele tribesmen ate, and that's how I ate. I did a lot of hunting and fishing and all that kind of stuff. But I had my supplements sent to me. Okay, so I had my shipment that would come every month, and I had my supplements, and that was a good thing. And so I came out of that very healthy, didn't get any malaria, didn't get any terrible diseases of any kind, didn't get run over by any elephants or rhino or anything. But I did catch 200 rhino, and back then there was only 475 white rhino left. That's why I was there to try and save them. And just the most recent count, okay, from the World Wildlife Fund, is there's 21,000 white rhino now. So our programs, which we established, and we set up three wild animal parks specifically for the white rhino, and we captured them, 200 of them, sent them back here to the United States as a kind of a fallback in case they all died in Africa. We had 200 here in the States in wild animal parks and zoos. But it turns out that the wild animal parks there and all the care we gave them at that time and all the care we're giving them now, 21,000 from 475. So I'm very, very proud of that. And, of course, we do have a book that was written on it. It was the first book I ever wrote. It's called Rhino Express. It goes into all the details and stories. It has lots of pictures of our, you know, how we did everything. So the process was documented very well in that book, Rhino Express. Kids buy them by the hundreds. Okay, because, you know, they all like the wild animal stuff in the wilds and so on. So we're just glad to give them a true story, saving the white rhino. And so we never stop. And, of course, it's a thing. Now we're taking that information that we use to save the white rhino. Now we're using the same process to save humans. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. And when something works, it works. And the program we use to save the white rhino, the program we're using to save human beings, is predictable as gravity. So we keep getting success because it's predictable as gravity. Once you figure it out, it never fails. Once you figure it out, it never fails.